Well, good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to our evening service. Warm welcome to all who have braved a cold night to come out, and also a very warm welcome to those who may be joining online. And we pray that God will bless us together as we wait upon him. He has told us in his word, don't put off gathering together in this way. And so as we gather together, we pray that we will be led by the Spirit and that all we do will be to his glory and praise. Let us worship him. We'll sing, to begin with, in Gaelic, in Psalm 25. Psalm 25 and at verse 4. Fáil sich da lia gong haie, at the chemev tchukisk me, is traur ich me at dít in gwaan, smo hirkisk dian ye. Ad stuus tier na aun kutjarav, stuus launch gom hagna, is thorsta tami feo fos, le fyrt bood, gachla. Schönchen ja da raunch an konde di chele, as a chokus salam harinigit, ek ich hede raun, fáil sich da lia gong haie, at the chemev tchukisk me. Shinya Hukugain gyalu kuchach. Farabirin jish na truud krain na tanam. Gwilu asi biyahan. Vachumi vigar biyamachach. Sae sakin gwilu an iho kondadin idir te gyalag. At chatuku sidiyev gyalag nach te chalanu. Sek tashach gyr nari. Yermit kuchach agus kanach vis trarach te spirit naav. At gofeidinach se te spirit heen het olgar biachach. Chan yl tedebyt bi amsignol. Sa sin yw gwni gyfhalach ydy sin yna hwli ni a ha condod yng hen. Sgybwch te spirit heen a gael haddish. Sgyr trarach o sgyr stiwdych ysdiach na dydyn sna dochgol heen. Sin gada fodlog o son gyrdus ar dio. Nach al dio ila awn a ha magadwch na cosfaldwch dy fas aingiach y gaas hadis yd isant as an ir ma daidach. Chag leo corich go siori hion sgwyl dolach an an troch gyd. Ygys troch gyd y hir na bwni gwchtse ygys gras yn môr y ffarion. Sa sy'n gada mola gyd yn eich anoch gyffwyr chynia dlwach wydwch teyn ek oes yn nyrig fysgar ygys ek am na hwni. Stw hen yr adain na dochgol ma glwych ys sif sy dymsa dlwych i mi sy daib sy mar yng Nghyldna. Sa sy'n yw gwrni i hir na gybyg gachan ac yn ydyn nes yw'n ochg mochal id la hydach dy spirit y glwysa da sy'n ynyd a hana sio. Sy'n gada fodlog o sian chdiast ygys o sian obyd chdiach nichtia id crawn ches i charferi gada fodlog o sian asedi lodfod yn y medif. Gyda ieid eich edrych bwy chadam. Ygys gyda chai sŵs i gion si glod na fflaes ys gyda hy a siw si gys laif na môrach. Sgwyr a ywyn ag yn am sy hen i gyda'r gwyau a sy'r lenia. Sa sy'n gyda mondog y hir na hion. Ygys gyda'r lesyn i gyda'r gwyau a sy'r le gyda'r da yn dydsacyn. Cyn gyda yon si hen i yon si rwy i chahad na graas. Chwm sgyfhaas i'n troch gys gynnaf sy'n iet gras y chwm yr cwys yn y nawm yr ffeym. Sa ys ac y tychrwy a gras fyr id awm yr ffeym ni. Cyfa sy'n i'n cwys ffeym o'ch dychwyl y môm yn tia sy'n i'n bywyd yn talwg. A styn ys sy chanwyr yn gyn ni sy'n bych i gianu. Ach nid ys dwys y cwnd yn y pers y spyrdd nawm. Hen yr cwmys ni hwyl yn i'ch yn i gianu tri dios y cdiastu. Aga ar nyashtachu sgur cwmal suas. Sa sy'n ygat ymolog o sy'n tychwmal suas hen i fi orn, o la gula. Han yl nyeith biach yn ych marais ni fain fwch teid. Sa dolaam sy'n ffosgylte chwfiol i ddain yd imwch dawi. Stw fiad o gorn yd eidr ffeym yn sy'n eidr seichi. Sa nyl ufaag al udas fi na gi o. Na sy'n ygat ymolog o sy'n Gefeuchin chin ukute leer triplachin sleer nuldichin sleer chukaven sleer drugonen. Skefeuchin nichin china hara gnul ostse. Ugus huoslu paske yorakse, schon nichin chin kulees. Schin chinukte de nichin och de moingedele nachal kuforste nach sahashin hen. Nyon yhidio kashia selyachpan an triplachis chinis sektachi. Ygys eith palaf o gachu. Fioen an yn hospitals. Fioen eith liachban yn tynys eirganis. As yn y gwrni i hir na gybydw hen yr un y mach gan ywnsi. Fioen eith palaf an yn hospitals a nes eith fain gachu. Ygys a ffeig di ffisrach o gain mi yw'n y sych i yn y hachga. Sa dy cyn ffo chonod yr sŵl y gynam sy hen. Sa sy'n y gwrni ad y son. Gybyd dy law lefys sy'n gymach gan ywnsi. Ygys gybyd dy hen y gasig slain ty gaif. Sgan tog al yn ars dy ddys dy gys nach bywch y ffata awn. Sgan fhench gymyn at conle dy nes yn yrg yn y nwydyr. So chwyl dy nyl a hafad dy lawn y gynam sy. as in your gorny at the sons, as in your geory, gibbeto henga fistrach, and naum of fames, gibbeto, sheena gemacht along livis ganyonsis, cantoka lenarsti dished. You go sit down to guy, because the son is keen, ne nor comus ne eorin as moanyah, nahunatola. Luchke grieve dished, you bruch to geslaunt, the sat chen chulian varan, get nach eleverne, oor ach aag. Gejug hau het brion den chutrich geith kasker kocht eitet. Jugus in je fengkin gewill er naag ser nus en tol schies ga nooi. Gewill er lak ser laadjer, gewill er baase torst boi. No de hike daum gyn in gheed scho agar. Mas tien no slaanschen, ha taam schen joi. Ach, malo gewill guch de heerne, Gwyr hwtus yn gie ha siawt yn hadys yn y hwly nichyn sa sy'n y gwrni. Gwyn gair ydw hen sŵws gwyf haichgylwch gach crent ygys lion y ta oro. Ygys gyfyd ydw hen yn cymwyrst yn môr. Gan cwrst ych yn y garst yn yn siori. Ygys gyfyd ydw hen gan cymwyrst ych ygys gan iast ych ys gan misnach. As na le hyn y hos ych gor. Sy'n y gwrni hir yn sy'n y hwly dyn y ha haas dy mach ac ddeus. Ys had chwlion barawn. An ogri, an oosh, sirian ba. Hat nur dachians, hat nur chowlichen. Hat nur bachtin mong horstjons, nur skeeden. Nur geltachs, nur nyelanens. Sugahir na gurige imil in doin vo. Fidigus mnahan, balichigus nyenen. Sat haas de muye idemachet skurt. Shanagatach vada duodu shinghe. Muye de vache skurtje. Ygys gyn gyrg yn doch ys ac. A chas yn y gwrn i hir yn y gydig ydwysa yn y lag at y chwach. Ygys gybennet dw di anem y fgynia. Sgydadad dw dy fynch go chyn. Sgydadad dw dyn un yn o'ch diolch yn y talabi. Sgyfennch gymryd nich yn glor fawr ygys iontach ydy gyanag. Yn y nanem dy lenyg nawfa i ys ac diast. O gybyd dw hen y gobrach o'i hirna. Nur Kohanalans, nur Skidens an a misker slug. Skavenchi mit moor an a chin. Gewe kuden dachus a gusamuni in an a tee. Skavenchi mit der Ui ach ge kinach in de koch. Sneaken klar war die antach a digan, an a nanam de lenig nobe. Eerste kteest. Beamishin mar Kohanals, mar Skides, mar lug. Sching at de wandelige heerne, erschon an Kohanal. A hacken yan the hus, mar a ho henet, sedevachus his kutjachu lain, noas trin a pleonchen, gorig genaum han a shop. Kutjish lain begat nidish lochu hain, ugus nach bimit arstanach is dois a bi, ach ik gehulu huodagus aum, gebimit ishimalach orstse. Ishid amber kduchtse, an a tikanastigus natar kriachnachi, idar kritje. Gwrni ys yn cach gyda chohanel, wch ydw was yr cyn yn y nich yn nawb. A sy'n gada fondol gyda hon. Ygys ffarabele ydyn loan diw hi hys as ni hyysdyn. A sy'n yw gwrni gybiannu chi dw y hw hyd gymor. Ygys gyda gyffochgol, wch ydw wedi chdi ydyn ysgrsa, ydy adiach ys ydy biannach o loch tein. Ygys gyda ffain sli yr e, yw'n sy'n cdiach yn y slwg. I was for Eishtach. Shin yugurni yashin an kohan ala ha hiyas an a hennigus, nach buch fata aun, gus a buch chach gada ach gada in kiaun ad Eisht, un a big as joi, dyrat as fein. So shin yugurni hirn yashin an kohan ala nila, haar fagir nilan an sir gailtach, is fat, gibit o hen gan gianag, di mwyn di dunya, a ha usa tuhag, yashin an mikwes na haachtish an a hana shan. Sint os tangwch dros hwnnw hyd i gianio nhw'r cohanol hen o'n iho. Wpydd nhw hoegri, ysgol hapaint na, clybu canela, eheg yn ogri, a sy'n yw gwrni os yno chwle ni ha sian, sy'n chwle dynia ha gan tygus gan iwns o chwg. Sint os tangwch dros y son, sy'n nwpydd yn fwllt o hyd i gianio. Gwrni os yno ar cynnyf yn ŵrnis, gyf hech gymig yn tyliog ys yn tyliog, y cyn gyfi gianio ar cynnyf yn ŵrnis. Shedavish and sin hulinivis at the Gianic. Gwiga could claw the gus clue or stain. Ugus shinimar luog at their piamach. Snell as in your gornier and her cornel hen, as in your gornier and her cornel and ella has a skeither. Gach a cornel a hacket a fugant hul bod. Gach miarga tiklish as in your gorni. Gefenchke mit kinyach in your kinetarayach. Shield man a ruyach gavisit a hood. Gebege duschkach lay urni in toloi. Skebe dusser diad or stefas, natama fein. Beanishing in as your corner de shell. Behene to the hushach gorn. Ans gach kem gan an dreis, bi gair nulachus gair tieselachug, fan chan an a gautig a biakat gain. Cwt di gians da gleag hen orns, bi hen dolad hasach gorn, gen ag an cam gidach, sin henet an garafa, nan chanast an re. Gan gialdra dorn an eisi di gialdra glant a grans, gda da da gain ti hi hen, si ye hat al har labast, ugas nach ag dorn si bi na jay. Eerst die ernoorning in mijn haas, vrukkelsing in de schees, mag een kokraas waar, ernoorlijk fjachki en sertjachken kuddit, en dan neem ik thuis dat je gaat jori, u gezette skazen. Amen. We'll further sing to God's praise in hymn 339. Hymn 339 in the Red Book. O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive thy church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and fit thy church to meet this hour. We'll sing the whole hymn to God's praise. O breath of life, come sweeping through us.
O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Church with life and power, O breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and fit thy church to meet this hour. O wind of God, come bend us, break us, till church in every part. Revive us, Lord, is still abating while harvest fields are vast and white. Revive us, Lord, the world is waiting. Equip thy church to me the light.
We now read a portion of God's word, as we find that in the Old Testament book of the prophet Jeremiah. The Old Testament book of Jeremiah and chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of God of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Ask ye now among the heathen who hath heard such things, The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, Come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death. Let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them. For they have digged a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight. But let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. Amen. And we know the Lord will add his own blessing to his own holy and inspired word. We'll sing once again in Psalm 40. Psalm 40, and at the beginning of the psalm. I waited for the Lord my God, and patiently did bear. At length to me he did incline my voice and cry to hear. Down to the end of the verse marked 5. In order none can reckon them, to thee if them declare, and speak of them, I would they more than can be numbered are. These verses to God's praise. I waited for the Lord my God.
I waited for the Lord.
Come to God's word, let us ask for his blessing upon his own word. Our gracious and almighty God, as we stand before your open word this evening, we pray, Lord, for the help and guidance of your Spirit. For you know, Lord, that without you, that we are nothing and can do nothing at all. But when you are with us in the person of your Holy Spirit, you enable us to do all things through Jesus Christ, who is our upholder and the one who undertakes for us. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have of being your poor and humble servants. And as we open your word this evening, Lord, we pray that you would speak into all our hearts and souls, as speakers and hearers alike, that your word would come alive to us, and that you yourself would have the glory and the honor and the praise, and that we as your people would be blessed. And so, Lord, I pray that you would take the service in hand, that you would make a glorious name for yourself out of my weakness and of my frailty. And I ask, Lord, that all that we do be to your glory and praise as we continue to wait upon you. Hear our prayers and forgive graciously anything that we might say or do that is contrary to thy will. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Now for a short time together, let us turn again to the portion of scripture we read in the Old Testament book of the prophet Jeremiah, and at chapter 18. And we can read again at the beginning of the chapter. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Jeremiah was born in the year 646 BC. Born in the village of Anatoth, a few miles northeast of Jerusalem. His life was not an easy one. He was known as the weeping prophet. He was ordained to be a prophet from the womb. Chapter 1, verse 4, and the vessel that he made, chapter 1 and verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Isn't that awesome? That the God who knew and sanctified and ordained Jeremiah to the ministry from the womb, that is the God who knew that all of us here tonight would be gathered here. Your heart and my heart He knows, even our thoughts. There is nothing hid from him. And then Jeremiah said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." But the Lord said unto him, to encourage him and to strengthen him, in verse 4, I think it is, "But say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." Now, this is truly fantastic, what the Lord does next. "Then the Lord put forth his hand, and he touched my mouth." That's the prophet Jeremiah speaking. "And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over nations and over kingdoms, to root them out, to cut them down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build up again." Is not this breathtaking? God saying to Jeremiah, "I have sanctified you. I have set you aside. I've set you aside for a special work. I have ordained you a prophet, or if you prefer, a minister. My word, to bring my word to the nations and kingdoms." That is awesome. And as I mentioned already, his life was not an easy one. His own family turned against him, and they even plotted to kill him because he was faithful and true to the word of God. That's in Jeremiah 12, verse 6. "Over the years he was whipped and put in the stocks because he was faithfully preaching the word that was given him." Not his own words, but the word that God put in his mouth. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. "He was also attacked in God's house, where he proclaimed God's message. Priests and prophets, those who should have been on his own side and fighting the good fight with him, they're the ones who turned against him." In chapter 26, verses 1 to 9, we have an account of that. "His life was threatened by the king." Chapter 36, verse 26. "He suffered ridicule and mocking. He was rejected by the very ones he was serving." And Jesus said in Mark chapter 6, verse 4, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house." How true that is, even in our own day. Failure seems to follow the prophet as he sees the city of Jerusalem invaded, the temple destroyed, and the people he so faithfully and fearlessly prophesied and preached to, they are being taken captive. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 19 and verse 41, Jesus weeps over the city of Jerusalem. In his mind's eye, Jesus was seeing the destruction of Jerusalem. And he wept over it. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who stonest the prophets and kills those who are sent to you, how often I would have gathered you even as a chicken, as a hen gathers its chickens, but ye would not. You wouldn't. And Jesus wept over the city because he knew they were going to reject him. And the prophet Jeremiah, he wept for his people of the day. Because there was little wonder he wept. You remember that they turned against him. Even the prophets, the priests, they turned against him. His own family turned against him. The king turned against him. They were all against him. And not against him, but the word that he faithfully preached. Little wonder the prophet wept. You'll remember in the days of Noah, how Noah faithfully told the people of his time how God was going to send a huge flood on the earth. And God told Noah to build a huge ship for the saving of himself and his family, and two of every living creature that drew the breath of life. And Noah began the work that God gave him to do. And at the same time, he preached to the people and he told them, this flood is going to come. Be prepared. But they mocked him. And what did they say? Oh, Noah, look at him. He's building a huge ship in the middle of nowhere where there is no river, no water. He's losing the plot. Noah, he must be having sunstroke. And they mocked him and they laughed. But you know, when the day Noah went into the ark and all that God commanded him, and God closed the door of the ark. Those people weren't laughing then. When the door of the ark was closed and the fountains of the deep burst open into life and the deluge descended from heaven and the earth began to fill up with water. And you can just make a picture of those people running to the door of the ark to get in. But it was too late. Too late. Psalm 121 says at verse 1, my safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. I trust that is where your own hope and my hope of eternal safety lies tonight. Verses 1 to 3 of the chapter we read, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. There are three lessons that Jeremiah learned at the potter's house that day. And the first one is that the potter is always at work with the clay. The potter is always at work with the clay. As we all know, clay is dug from the ground. And the potter's work begins by searching for the right type of clay. The right type of clay to make the vessel he has in mind. He goes to the river bank and he wades into the river. It's dark, it's cold, it's dirty, but he perseveres till he finds the right type of clay that he's looking for. Does this not remind us of the horrible pit from which we were taken from? When God, the master potter, came looking for us. Yes, that's right. He came looking for us. We didn't go looking for him. No, he came looking for us. He, in his love and mercy, came looking for us. And where did he find us? Well, I can't speak for any of you. But he found me wallowing in the filth of my sins, almost sunk out of sight, lost and without hope in this world. We were singing just a short time ago, he took me from a fearful pit and from the mighty clay of sin. That's where he found me. And remember this, friend, no matter how deep you have sunk into the pit of sin, or are even sinking into it, the everlasting arms of the Savior goes deeper to lift us up again. And isn't it amazing the great love and infinite care that God exercised as he drew us out of that fearful pit? And as the potter puts the lump of clay he has retrieved on the wheel, so our master potter God puts us on the solid rock of salvation, which is Christ Jesus. Does he leave us there just to get on with it? No. As the potter puts the clay he has retrieved on the wheel, and the wheel begins to turn, the potter applies his hands to the clay and he begins to mold and to shape. Begins to mold and to shape into a vessel to his liking. And what does God do when he begins with the good work? He puts a new song in our mouth. We sang it in the psalm. He puts a new song in our mouth. A song of praise. A song of thanksgiving. A song that was never there before. He has turned us around and pointed us and points us in a completely different direction to what we were going to. He points us in the way of life. And I came across this little verse as I tried to put these thoughts together. It's a hymn and it's just one verse. We could have sung it tonight, but don't want to put too much pressure on our presenters. The verse that I chose goes like this. It's, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. It's easy enough to sing that chorus, but it's another thing to live out the message. Have we come with our thanksgiving to our God? Do we thank him every day that he didn't turn away from the sin and shame that he found us in? Do we praise his holy name for the good love and the great love and compassion that constrained him to provide for our salvation? Even while we were still his enemies. And tonight, my friend, if you are still on the outside of God's grace, then Jesus is searching for you. The master potter Jesus, he is always at work. He never stops. His spirit is always probing, seeking to find a way into our heart. Do you know, he will never force his way into your heart, because that's not the way he works. There's a wee story told about Queen Victoria. She used to love going to visit her people round about where she lived. And she especially loved to visit the older people. And there was an old lady living in a cottage in the wood, just not far from the palace. And this day the lady had fallen out with her neighbours. She was in a bit of a foul mood. And she went home and she closed the door behind her, and she thought to herself, when those neighbours of mine come to borrow something, and they will, oh, they're not getting in here, I've locked the door. And very shortly after, she heard footsteps approaching the door, and the knock came, a gentle knock. And she just had a wee laugh to herself. Several times, the light knock on the door came. And finally, the old lady shouted out, "Ah, you can knock away till doomsday, but I'll no let you in." And after a while, footsteps were heard retreating from the door, and she laughed to herself. The following morning, she was not laughing when she heard that her queen had called at her door for a visit, and she didn't let her in. But there's a greater one than any earthly monarch knocking on the door of our own heart. The King of Kings is knocking on the door of our heart, and especially if you are outside the fold, God is knocking on the door of your heart. It could have been knocking for years, and you have not let him in. But remember this, friend. There is a day coming, and God is going to knock for the last time. Every time you sit under the word of God and the minister challenges you, Jesus is knocking, and he wants in. A solemn reminder for you tonight. Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. The second lesson the prophet learned was that some lumps of clay, because they contain impurities, they will not yield to the potter's touch. So what does the potter do? Verse 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. As Jeremiah watched the potter at work, how he removed the clay from the wheel and extracted the debris and all the foreign object that prevented him from creating the vessel he intended, he came to realize that that is precisely the way God works with us as well. The potter could easily have discarded the bit of clay and started again with a new bit. Verse 6. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the hand of the potter, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. In the chapter we read, we see that the word of God gave the prophet, the word God gave the prophet for the house of Israel, and that's namely Judah, had been discarded. Verse 18, then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. These people, they have refused to accept the warnings of destruction that is going to befall them. They have closed their ears to the word of God, and the prophet who once so diligently sought their good, now in his anguish, he prays in verse 19. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and so on to the end of the chapter. Jeremiah, he truly loved these people, the people who now seek to ignore him, slander him, even try to kill him, although he had done good for them. But they repay him with evil. Instead of interceding as he had done before, Jeremiah is now actually handing these people over to the will of God and to the fate that God has already proclaimed against them. How sad that a people who had heard so faithfully about the destruction God was going to bring upon them because of their sins, they also heard how God was going to turn away his hot anger and not destroy them if they returned in repentance to him. Sadly, they refused to listen. What about us tonight? I cannot speak for you, but concerning myself, God had every right to discard me out of his sight and start anew somewhere else, but he didn't. And I can tell you, he's having an awful job shaping and molding this old bit of clay. But where God begins with the work of saving grace, he will bring it to its fruition. And they are in here tonight and they've given their lives to Jesus many, many years ago. They're still on the road and they're still as active in the church as ever they were. There are others who have begun maybe a year, 2 years ago. And God has a work for you. He's got a work for us all. For he began with the work of saving grace, he'll bring it to its completion. Have you given your life over to the Master Potter? Only he, and he only, can change you and me. The deeper you think you have sunk into the miry pit of sin, the greater your need to cry out to God. Cry out to Jesus to reshape and remold your whole life. Someone once said that Moses lived the first 40 years of his life thinking he was a somebody. He lived the next 40 years of his life being a nobody. And he lived the last 40 years of his life learning how God can make a somebody out of a nobody. And that is what God can do with you and me. God gave Moses the gift of leadership. He has also given each one of us who are believers a gift or gifts. They're God-given. Use them for his glory and honor. And I'm mindful the time is going by. The third lesson Jeremiah learned that day at the potter's house, and it's the grandest of them all. And it is, he learned the potter never gives up on a lump of clay. He will keep on working with it, extracting whatever that spoils it until he creates something beautiful. And as Jeremiah marveled at the patience and perseverance of the potter, so he also discovered there the determination of God. He will not give up on his people. Ever since the fall of our first parents, God has been engaged in the work of regenerating grace. Take, for example, Jacob. Sly, crafty, selfish. The type of man we would have thought God would have thrown on the scrap heap. But God didn't do it because he was determined to make something good and beautiful out of Jacob, and he did it. King David, who committed adultery and had Uriah killed in battle, the type of fellow any of us would think, God will have nothing to do with this man. But several times in the Bible, God says about David, he is a man after my own heart. And God did something good and beautiful out of David. Or what about Simon Peter, who just before dawn denied ever knowing Jesus? I never knew him, he cried with oaths and curses. Here is the type of person that we would have thought, well, surely Jesus will completely forget about Simon Peter and throw him out for good. But God was determined to do something good and beautiful out of Peter, and he did it. This, my friend, is the good news of the gospel, that God is equally determined to make something good and beautiful out of your life and mine. Isn't that a wonderful encouragement? That should be a wonderful encouragement for us all. God at this very moment is working, shaping and molding you and me into the vessels of beauty fit for his service. Is he working in you? If he isn't, it's because of your stubborn heart that you won't give in to him. I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm going to finish with this. It's a story about, I've probably told this story already, but I think it's worth telling again. It's a story about Duncan Campbell. He was playing the bagpipes at a dance one evening, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Spirit of God was working in his soul. And he threw the bagpipes to the side. And off he went home. And on his way home, a young lad joined him. And this young lad thought that the same thing had happened to him. And when they were parting one from the other, the young lad said to Duncan Campbell, "What are you going to do?" And Duncan Campbell said, "I'm going to pray. What are you going to do?" And the young lad said, "I don't know. I can't make up my mind." Oh, my friends, the danger of delay. The years went by, and Duncan Campbell was called to the ministry, and God used him mightily in his service. The young lad, he got on well with whatever he was doing. But the day came, and he was on his deathbed. And he was in great pain. And his wife said to him, "I'm going to call the minister so that he will pray for you." And he said, "Oh, there's no need. There's no need," he said. "I made up my mind the night I parted with Duncan Campbell. He didn't do what he ought to have done. He didn't pray." Second Corinthians 6 and 2, I've said it already. I'll say it again. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart tonight, open it for him, for tomorrow might never come for you. Too late. May God bless those few thoughts in his word. Our gracious and almighty God, we praise and thank you for your word. And we ask, Lord, that as the potter shaped the vessels that he was making and made them into something beautiful, we pray, Lord, that you yourself would shape and mold each one of us into a vessel that would be fit for your service. We thank you, Lord, that you have helped us and guided us down through the years, even to this present time. And help us, Lord, to be true and faithful to you. Keep us humble at all times at your footstool. And may we always be looking away from selfish self and looking more and more unto thee, the one who is able to do in us and through us and for us far abundantly above anything that we could ever hope to be. Bless us in the week that is opening up before us. Keep us true to yourself. Keep us humble at all times at your footstool. And may we be found looking unto thee, who art the author and perfecter of our faith. Help us to sing thy praises in conclusion, cleansing us from all our sins. For Jesus' sake we ask it, and for his glory. Amen. Our last praise is, and I don't even have a book with me, it's Life at Best is Very Brief. It's a hymn that Reverend Roddy Morrison introduced us to. You remember Roddy Morrison, how mindful he was of this congregation in years gone by, and he introduced us to this hymn. And so we'll sing this hymn in conclusion.
Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a ship, being time. Fleeting days are telling fast that the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed, being time. Being time, being time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, being time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late, be in time. The flowers soon decay, youth a and beauty pass away. Oh, you have not long to stay, be in time. While God's Spirit bids you come, sinner, do not longer roam, lest you still in your hopeless doom, be in time. Be in time, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late, be in time. Time is gliding swiftly by, death and judgment draweth nigh, to the arms of Jesus fly, be in time. Oh, I pray you count the cost, ere the fatal line be crossed, and your soul in hell be lost, be in time. Be in time, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late, be in time. Sinner, heed the warning voice, make the Lord your final choice, then all heaven will rejoice, be in time. Come from darkness into light, come let Jesus make you right. Come receive his life tonight, be in time. Be in time, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late, be in time.
Now may grace, mercy and peace from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, blessed forever, rest on and abide with us all, and with all those whom we love and hold dear, and with all of God's people everywhere, this night, forth, and forevermore. Amen.